Monday night, in a National Hockey League game between the Vancouver Canucks and the visiting Colorado Avalanche, there occurred on the ice an act so violent, Vancouver police have launched an assault investigation. Avalanche center Steve Moore was punched in the head from behind by the Canucks' Todd Bertuzzi. Here's how Vancouver radio broadcasters John Shorthouse and Tom Larscheid described the incident.
Keeping right after him, Bertuzzi challenging Moore. Grabs a hold of him and throws a right hand at him. A cheap shot sucker punch from Todd Bertuzzi.
Somebody's hurt here.
Well, I think that's Moore, who got cold cocked by Todd Bertuzzi, and Moore is laying prone at center.
Yeah, what happened is he hit him from behind and then drove his face into the ice. God, it makes me so mad when I see stuff like that, where you do it from behind.
They're calling for the doctors. They're calling for the doctors.
Steve Moore's neck was broken. He'll be hospitalized indefinitely. Todd Bertuzzi's been suspended. The NHL will announce his punishment tomorrow. Sports writer Terry Fry was covering the game for the Denver Post. He was working on his game story when the incident occurred and only caught it out of the corner of his eye.
It didn't immediately register what had happened, and then the kind of sickening sensation of realizing what it was, what had happened, and then seeing the repeated replays and seeing the trainers scramble onto the ice just makes you realize how sickening the whole thing is and how horrific, and how quickly the crowd reaction kind of switched from conventionally partisan to, my God, this is real life. Something bad has happened here. And I would have to say that for the most part, the Vancouver crowd went into that mode of human concern very, very quickly, and commendably so.
It was their own player in Vancouver who had committed this attack.
Absolutely. And Todd Bertuzzi is not a model citizen in the league, but he has been above this sort of thing, you would think, in the past, and there was some history there. He thought he was getting retribution for a teammate who'd been knocked out of the lineup for three games by Steve Moore, the Colorado Avalanche player, but this really went all beyond all bounds of propriety, even in a sport that has a peculiar and sometimes bewildering frontier justice code. And even as the internationalization of the talent pool in the National Hockey League has taken place over the years, that code has kind of stubbornly hung on, and so there is a tacit approval of fighting in the game. It's only a five-minute major penalty, and that is considered kind of the form of accountability and deterrence, when in reality it is very little of that. Most of the fights you see in the game now are just complete sideshows of your slug against my slug, and it doesn't really directly involve the people who commit the most mayhem. But this game would be, hockey would get beyond its niche as the fourth kind of wacko out there sport if they ever get rid of this image of just toothless Canadians fighting each other on the highlights on TV. And unfortunately, it's a much, much, much better game than that, but that's the image.
What would you say for people watching this and seeing this kind of violence in the hockey game? Are you seeing any moves afoot to try to keep this thing from happening in the future?
Well, I'm in Canada now. I'm in Edmonton, and I can tell you the mood in Canada is really mixed, because there's kind of an intellectual wing up here that loves hockey and argues that it's acceptable in Canada. Sometimes in the States, if you argue for these things, you're viewed as somebody who thinks hockey needs to be played by teams of five skaters singing Kumbaya at center ice. It doesn't have to be there. It can be a tough, gritty sport, and without kind of that element in the sport. And I think up here there's kind of a sheepishness that this is their national sport. This is the sport they beloved. And the images being sent around the world now, again, are of a sport that allows itself to step into the gutter way too often.
Do you think Todd Bertuzzi has a future in the NHL?
He'll be back. He'll get suspended for a limited time. My guess is he's going to be suspended for the rest of the regular season. I think it should be much longer than that. Stepping forward with a rather decisive suspension for a player like Todd Bertuzzi would be the right thing to do, and I think the National Hockey League should do it. Will they do it? I don't think they will.
Terry Fry is a sports writer for the Denver Post. Terry, thanks very much.